Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett joined City Manager David Calder, Regional Chair Karen Redman and others on a trip to Germany, France and Switzerland last week where they met with owners and executives of a number of companies that have expanded operations here in recent decades. They joined Waterloo Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, President and CEO Tony LaMancha, Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich, and Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe as part of a delegation that headed to Europe with a mandate of encouraging new investments, fostering international ties and strengthening economic partnerships. The city says the mayor's visits focused on companies that have strategically chosen Cambridge as a base for their North American operations and have made significant investments in the community, including Beckhoff Automation, Bessie Tools, Bach, Septodont, OVH Cloud and Desch. Combined, these companies have invested hundreds of millions of dollars and created hundreds of jobs in Cambridge alone. The mission also included meetings with owners and executives from some of the world's largest manufacturing and automotive companies, as well as the opportunity to meet with the mayor of Firth, deputy mayor of Arnsberg, and member of European Parliament, Dr. Peter Lisi, to discuss industry and trade, said a release from the city. This mission was a chance to meet face-to-face with companies that have chosen to not only set up but expand their businesses in Cambridge. These businesses recognize that Cambridge offers the perfect climate to create and innovate, while providing employees and their families with an attractive place to work, live and thrive, Liggett said in a news release. We continue to discuss opportunities for business expansion and foster those relationships, promoting Cambridge as a leader in aerospace, advanced high-tech manufacturing and food technology and processing. These missions help raise the profile of Cambridge and Waterloo region to the rest of the world. The mission's goal was maintaining strong business relationships and attracting new investment, especially at a time when EV supply chains and mega investments are reshaping manufacturing and industry around the world. This diplomatic initiative also underscores the significance of global collaboration in driving economic growth and innovation. By engaging with such businesses, the delegation seeks to promote cross-cultural understanding, explore potential investment opportunities, and further solidify Cambridge's and region's reputation as a hub for investment, innovation, and entrepreneurship, said in the release. After this successful diplomatic mission, we are confident that the bonds forged during this visit will lead to increased trade, knowledge exchange, and a brighter future for both Cambridge and the international business community, Liggett said. The conversations we have been having during this mission continue to build on the strong foundation of Waterloo region's economic vibrancy. Establishing and reinforcing partnerships in key industries and in new communities are seeds that we plant for our future growth, Redman said in a press release. I've always been of the view that we want to have meetings that are rife with potential, and certainly that's how I felt this trip went, Redman later told Cambridge Today. Clearly, we can't rest on our laurels, so we're all working to attract and retain current partners and businesses here, but always looking for potential. We know that our strengths are advanced manufacturing and innovation, and those are the kinds of things that we look to make connections with. WEDC is an independent, not-for-profit organization funded primarily by the region of Waterloo and seven area municipalities, and is the first point of contact for companies looking to locate, relocate or expand to the area. The City of Cambridge recently increased its annual funding for WEDC, along with the cities of Kitchener and Waterloo. The cities will each commit $420,000 next year, while the region of Waterloo provides $1.4 million for a total of $2.8 million from all eight lower and upper tier municipalities. The updated partnership agreement with WEDC will see that annual funding grow to $3.2 million by 2026.